Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday evening community prayer. It's really good to be here with all of you. Nina really wanted to join us this evening, but there was an outage, so she wasn't able to get on her internet and join us. So Alex will be joining us in her place, but I just wanted to name that because Nina was really excited to be in our community prayer. It's been a moment, so just presencing her and sharing her love with all of you. And welcome, Alex. Thanks so much for stepping in.
Hi, Monica. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you good.
All right, great. Great. Well, welcome everyone. It's really a privilege and an honor to be here with each of you on this evening, in place of our beloved Nina. And so just taking this opportunity to close our eyes, if you can, and really center ourselves here into this present moment. Even if you're still going about your day, taking an opportunity to take a step back inside of yourself, to really feel your presence re-entering the center of your being and feeling this moment of stillness here. As we continue to take a few deep breaths into this present eternal moment together. And it's really quite an auspicious and sacred opportunity to join together in prayer, in sadhana, in sacred moment of pause and connection on this day of our total solar eclipse. And also as we're entering deeper into the peak of the fire, where the energies all around us and within us are moving and shaking and rumbling, that we can find a potent moment to pause and to ground ourselves and to seek refuge in the prayer of quiet, in the prayer of our souls, in the centered connection with the divine. Giving thanks for you, Lord, in this good moment, as we bow our heads in gratitude and reverence for your love and your presence, which is yet always there when we take an opportunity to remember, to receive, to turn towards you in humility and in reverence and in eternal gratitude for this gift of life. For the power of our spirits, feeling your presence, Lord, as each of us turns towards you in this sacred moment of recollection, remembrance, and divinity. Asking, Lord, that you bless us with your grace, that you shower upon us that sacred remembrance of divinity. Helping to enter our beautiful minds on this good day. As we feel the presence of light, of clarity, and of grace, helping to release the shackles that bind us to the faults of others, and that bind us to our own faults. Our own missteps, the places in our minds and being that have been held bondage to those things which are not here right now in this eternal moment, only that which we resurrect. Help us to have the strength to let go. Wash us clean with your power and your glory, that we may uplift into your kingdom here on earth, right now, right here. Strengthening us in the fortitude of knowing. Help us to remember you in the moments of trial, in the moments where we feel separate, where we seek love. where we seek to be understood. Let us instead be your arms and hands and eyes and ears and mouth, to instead see through your eyes, Lord, the perfection of all of life guiding us inward, guiding us towards the source of our own love, our own connection, and the power that comes when we know that we are never separate from you, Lord. Help to clear our senses, our indriyas of all the things that we intake that are not of the holy truth and light. As you work with our minds, please cleanse our eyes. Please cleanse our ears. Please cleanse our nostrils and all the things that we may take in through the toxins in the air. Our mouth and our digestion, all the things that we intake which may not be of the highest purity. Please help those things to be transmuted in your holy grace. As we continue to soften, feeling the light pulsating more easily through our body temples, through our sacred beings. As we envision these things falling away with the purification that you offer us, Lord, when we allow ourselves to melt and soften in your embrace. Help to keep us grounded, Lord, in you, anchored and uplifted in your holy light as we traverse these moments of intensity, both outwardly and inwardly, feeling that connection, and that protection that is afforded to us when we stay on higher ground. And so we ask, Lord, as you enter us more deeply in this moment, because we say yes, we remember you. Help us to uplift ourselves in that holy prayer of remembrance of the truth of who we are, to be able to hear more acutely that quiet voice of integrity that lives inside, that knows the way, that knows the direction forward, that knows what it is to be connected with resounding peace inside, that we may choose to go in that direction. Removing the hooks and anchors from the dense frequencies, from the distortions, from the constant chatter within and all around, that we instead consolidate our energy only with you, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for that force. Thank you for the remembrance of what it is to connect our will with yours, to live in accordance with divine law and divine will, so that each step feel guided, each step feel clear. No matter the circumstance, no matter the voices screaming for our attention, that we stay rooted in that which we truly are, divine children, beloved children of yours. And in this sacred remembrance, surrendering deeper into the power and the glory of our Lord, of the divine, of the light that is permeating within us and all around us, feeling ourselves growing taller in our strength, in our courage, in our willpower, in our determination to move in the direction that we know to be true. And now, as we are centered here with divine light pulsating through our beings, awakening us, enlivening us, purifying and burning through all that is untrue, the density, the hooks, the anchors to the past grievances, as we are illuminating and releasing the shackles of that which binds us. We continue to sit upright in steadfast prayer and devotion. For anyone who is in our hearts at this time, sending these healing frequencies in those directions, that this spark of divinity may bring a spontaneous moment of clarity, of awakening, of grace, of love. To our collective consciousness, that they too can feel the power and the glory of our prayer, that we are here, removed from the chaos as pillars of light, grounded and protected in our center. Sending these vibrations of love and power to the people. These cleansing rays of grace. Sending these prayers to our Earth Mother, to our sacred waters, to the lands around us, and to anywhere else on this beautiful earth that we wish to send these healing vibrations, these cleansing rays, purifying the grid lines, sending our thanks to the places of power upon this earth. That they can feel the Shakti resonating from our hands, from our hearts, from our uplifted prayer, to continue to fortify and activate these sacred places that are the power grid of our beautiful Mother Earth. Knowing that we are connected to all of life, nothing is separate. And the more we work to embody and sanctify this grid of light flowing through our own beings, the more that presence can connect and uplift the world around us. The more that we can live upright in the light and in the truth, the more we shift our own internal vibration, and the more that can impact and influence everything. All of our relations, our Earth Mother, the sacred children of this earth, all things, to know that we have that power because we are connected to the source of infinite power and glory. And that we may do what it takes to stay connected. Stay in this place of purity. To help ourselves to return to our original blueprint of authenticity, pure perception, and love. Help us, Lord, to know the power of love without distortions. What true love is, that true love moves. Help us in this moment, Lord, to embrace our own hearts and to sink deeper into that love that is always there. The unconditional love that you have for all of your children, help us to know that, to see from that vantage point our own lives, to love ourselves through each step, and help us to release the judgments, the opinions that we place on the lives of others. Help us to love as you love, Lord. And moving into our prayer request this evening from our beloved community. First, placing our dear Mark Lange into this sacred circle. Asking the Holy Mother to be with you, dear brother, to offer you her rain of purification at this time. Seeing her in this moment as she smiles down on you, a beloved devotee of our Holy Mother, sprinkling you with a holy rose, with holy water, first blessing your sacred heart, bringing great healing and peace. So that you may surrender deeper into her embrace, to let go, and to feel that love that you are, so much love, embracing you tenfold from our Holy Mother at this time. As that sacred rose and holy water blesses your heart, blesses your body, calms your mind, and brings you a fresh air to inhale and exhale deeply. For immaculate grace to surround you, and the blessed protection of the holy angels to be with you every step you take. Praying that you feel their presence more and know that the Holy Mother smiles upon you. Kissing you every morning and night with a holy rose. Bathing you in holy water of purification, peace, and healing. Softening every inch of your body, temple, heart, and mind. Praying for Ashley Nicole Price. Praying for the holy angels to be with you, dear sister, to hold an arcana of protection over your being, for the Lord to come and provide divine intervention in your life, to be a safe haven for you, a safe haven internally in your heart and your mind, for the power of this prayer to resonate, the power of your being, and for that divine intervention to also offer you a safe haven in your life for you to rest your head, rest your mind, restore your faith. And for you to know that the grace of God is with you always. And that the power of this holy light is always available to you to turn towards it for that divine peace, to exhale it and to let it bathe your mind, to bring clarity. to bring divine guidance so that each step you take, you know that life is with you and that you are never alone. The power of the light smiles upon you. Rest easy, dear sister, you are held by all the angels and all your guides. And praying too for our dear Nala Elise Fawcett. Praying for your heart, dear sister, as you traverse these times of change and transition and letting go in your life, that you feel the presence of the angels and the Holy Mother by your side, just as you're holding your precious cat Ninja as he transitions, that you too know how held and loved you are by our Holy Mother, and that you know that she is there holding you as you move through these transitions. She hears your prayers. She knows your tears. They are her tears. They're tears of love, of deep love. So know that she is there holding you, and that she is prepared to receive Ninja's spirit whenever that time is right. That she is his mother too, and that all is well, and all will be well, and all will be well. Remember how loved you are, and praying for that love to continue to make itself known to you and behold you, and for the Holy Light to guide each step as your prayers continue to be answered and heard and registered. That you feel safe in your letting go and in your love. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for holding our hearts, for all the prayers we speak and the ones we don't even know how to formulate. Thank you for being an ongoing guide in our lives. Thank you for always being right there when we turn to you. And may we remember this sacred guidance and the sacred holy light and the power of connection as we traverse these eclipse times and this peak of the fire, when the distortions and the lies and the fog can get so loud. Asking you, Lord, to continue to bless us, all of us, each step we take, and to continue to fortify us in your power and your grace, in your profound love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No matter the circumstance, may we never, ever forget to say thank you to you, our beloved, beloved friend. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Alex, for such a beautiful prayer, for really bringing us through that sacred stillness and silence into that sacred place of remembrance, and just consistently reinforcing that truth that we are not separate. And all that it takes is really our remembrance to realign ourselves in this moment and the abundance of grace and light and beauty that is there. So thank you. Thank you for that remembrance of divine will, and just for the sacred beauty that was shared, and for that ripple of grace and peace and love that went out to creation through this. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. You're welcome.
And thank you, everyone, for joining, because as we know, when two or more are gathered, our prayers shall be heard. And just echoing Alex's closing words, may we each remember as we take each step in our lives how loved we are and how we really have that sacred opportunity of remembrance in each moment. And also wanting to share our announcements with everyone. So, we have a special class tomorrow. Alex mentioned that we're in the peak of the fire, which is notoriously a time of heightened intensity, as above, so below. So, it's the sacred peak, the closure, completion of the eight-pointed cycle. So, whether you've been on for the 8 points or not, it's really a reflection of messages that life has for us in this moment that Nina teaches with really such precision and profound wisdom and beauty. And so that's tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And it's not too late to join. And it's really a powerful time where we can really claim the uprightness of our spirit, like Alex was speaking, that rootedness of finding ourselves on that higher ground and tools to navigate that, to navigate an intense moment. So, just inviting you all to join. And we'll be here again next week at 5 p.m. for our community prayer. And until we meet again, may we go in peace.